Hillary Clinton under fire.
I would like us to go into those files and hopefully make as much of that public as possible. If there's nothing there, let's tell people there's nothing there.
What if there is something there?
Well, if there is something there, unless it's a, you know, threat to national security, I think we ought to share it with the public.
Hillary Clinton on Jimmy Kimmel last March. She's not talking about her email files or secret reports about the Benghazi raid in Libya. She's talking about UFOs. The Clintons have actually shown an interest in this subject. In 1997, then-President Bill Clinton released files related to the Roswell incident. The conclusion? No aliens were found at the site. Bill Clinton's former chief of staff, John Podesta, now Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, has urged Washington officials to reveal the truth about the unexplained regarding UFOs. Is this a campaign issue? You decide. When Bernie Sanders was asked by a UFO enthusiast if he believed extraterrestrials exist, he said, "I've met many. I see them in Washington all the time." Donald Trump has remained silent on the subject. Chase Kletsky has investigated UFOs, strange creatures, and the paranormal for over 20 years. She's a former deputy director of investigations and star team manager for the Mutual UFO Network. Chase Kletsky, welcome to The Takeaway.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
What's the scariest thing you've been told about a government secret that involves extraterrestrials?
Probably a quote from Ben Rich, former CEO of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. He literally said, "We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to the benefit of humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do." And the reason I find that scary is if they're so advanced in their technology and the American people, the world population, has so little information where our tax dollars are going, we're in trouble.
And living out in the Southwest, you see things in the sky. Could that be just because there are a lot of military bases around there and they're testing out strange new airplanes?
Absolutely. There is, the drones are another big factor in this. But, you know, you have R&D, especially out in that area. There's a lot of R&D going on, research and development, a lot of testing type sites like Area 51. But, you know, almost all the bases there are using unmanned aerial vehicles. And whether these are unmanned helicopters, surveillance drones, the technology in unmanned vehicles right now is warp speed. It is warp speed. And they're coming out with the most incredible behavioral objects. So it's making our job a little more difficult than it was back in the 50s when there were less things to, you know, consider when you're given a report by very credible people. And when I say credible people, the disinformation that we find the media likes to put out about us is that, you know, we're all running around the woods, you know, with, you know, country folk looking for UFOs. And the reality is we're talking to astronauts and military members and high-ranking government officials. That's who my witnesses are.
What would change if the files were open and there was UFO evidence? What would change?
Well, if the files were open, I don't believe that will happen. Can you imagine? First of all, you know, every 24-hour news agency would, that's all they talk about for a month. Every UFO investigator would be interviewed by somebody, and they would constantly, but there's so much behind what has happened to witnesses, and, you know, it's such a big issue. They can't afford to let this out. They can't afford to tell the American people or the whole world that they knew about this. They just can't.
Chase Kletsky has investigated UFOs, strange creatures, and the paranormal for over 20 years. Deputy Director of Investigations and Star Team Manager, she once was for the Mutual UFO Network. Take care.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.